that this onto.
Audio on demand. This is Chris 200, and I'm cruising back home. It is Friday, the whatever of December, and I think it's the day after Pearl Harbor, the 8th? I don't know. Can't monitor this today because for some reason I don't have my earbuds with me. I don't know where I put them. So, we'll have to see how things turn out here. It looks like I'm not clipping or anything like that. I wonder if I can put it, make sure my mic input's on high gain. Hold on a second here. Can't do that. Not sure what I need to do that. I forgot. And I'm driving down the interstate, so it's probably not a good idea for me to try and figure that out right now. Oh, boy. You know, I really don't have much to say, but I thought I would record something, at least something for you folks out there. I don't know if I've gained any more listeners or readers or whatever. I tried to give the audio magazine podcast site a little, I guess, what do I want to call it, brush up a little bit or clean up a little bit. I changed the header a little bit. I think that's what you call it, the headmast or whatever. So, I've done that. I've added some Flash MP3 player on there, too. Converted everything over to PHP, so whenever I post a file, it's a lot easier for me. All I have to do is put the file name in. I don't have to do a bunch of coding to put the link and this and that in there. So that's good. One of the things I haven't been able to figure out yet is in Blogger how to get the, I think it's the archived page, individual page or the page for the month into PHP. I haven't been able to find the setting for that yet, so we'll have to see how that goes. If anybody out there knows how to do that, give me an email message on how to do that. I'd appreciate it. Let's see, what else is going on? I found a new content management system that I am going to try out. It's called Joomla. Don't ask me how I found out about it. It has something to do with this wonderful strike. Anyway... I'm going to see if I can get a client of mine's website interwoven into that, and we'll see what happens. I haven't had a time to drop the content in there yet or figure out how to map all the content where it needs to go, but I actually got it loaded on the server, finally, and the database created, so that should be in good shape. I had some problems getting all the files over there. Actually, what I did, which was kind of stupid, so I downloaded a patch instead of the actual program at one point and tried to install the patch, and of course that didn't work because it just replaces the patched files. So anyway, let's see, last few days at work I've been doing some training, which is actually different and interesting for me, I guess. I don't know what to say about that, but it was kind of fun. Kind of fun for a change. I've been actually doing some engineering work today. Been doing some reading on 3D artwork and 3D some things folks are doing with Second Life, which is kind of neat. Being able to create something in an application outside and then have that import into Second Life and create the, I guess, primitives or whatever they call them. Kind of interesting. A few weeks ago, I think right before Thanksgiving, I was watching I watched a small video off of the Make website. I'm not sure what the address is. I just happened to have it bookmarked, but it's called Make Magazine, and what they do is have kind of some DIY projects for you. And one of the projects was how to rapid prototype a turkey. And basically, what it does is you input a 3D image into a first you draw your 3D image, or you can import your 3D image into, like, I think Blender is one of them, or Google SketchUp, and then output the data from that. Or actually, what they did is they simplified the drawing or the 3D model in that software, and then from there they took the model file and imported it into another program that would break the individual planes out. And then what they did is they printed that out on I guess some sort of paper or cardboard and then glued it together and made a paper turkey out of that. Kind of interesting. One of the other sites I was looking at today had to do with Second Life and creating models on the outside of Second Life and then importing them. The one that was kind of the most intriguing was using PowerPoint to import the information. And basically all it did is create walls. It basically took the line information out of a PowerPoint. You would create a line, or, you know, like four lines to make a box or a square or a room, and it took those coordinates and converted them into, I guess, Second Life code, and then you basically cut and paste that into, I guess, an object into Second Life, and then have it generate, and it would generate a series of planes in Second Life. Another example I looked at today was with SketchUp, where this person created basically square planes type of an object. Trying to think of an example that they did. I think it was just some walls. Evidently there's some sort of API that you can use to get the information out of your file, with Google SketchUp file. And I think the guy used Ruby on, well, just Ruby, I guess, to convert the planes into, I guess, the coordinates necessary for Second Life, and then imported them into Second Life. He hasn't quite figured out how to do curves and circles and stuff like that yet, but definitely got the blocks working, you know, just square, rectangular planes, which is kind of interesting. So we'll have to see how that comes along. I imagine there's some more folks out there working on something like that. Instead of actually using the Second Life drawing utility, which is kind of difficult to use, but I think some folks know how to use it pretty well. So anyway, what else? Hey, I'm taking a day off, which is great. It's been a few weeks since I've had a day off, and I don't know, we'll have to see. I'm going to take Sunday off. It's kind of a shame, but you know what? Money isn't everything. It's going to cost me quite a bit of money not working that day, but you know what? Sometimes you need a day off. Working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day will get to you, and I just kind of want to get home and spend some time at home a little bit. Not completely wore out like I was before, but I'm getting there where I need a day off. Actually, talked to the doctor about that, and he said, yeah, if you need a day off, and they are giving you some problems with that, just let me know and I'll give you a doctor's note to give to the folks at work and say, hey, you know, got to take care of my patient here. So I haven't had to do that. They've actually been pretty decent. I don't know, some folks are, I know one fellow that hasn't taken a day off yet, and it's over 60 some days. So hopefully I can convince him to take a day off and see what he's gonna do there. I don't know. Like I said, I've been working on a little bit of engineering, actually. It's kind of neat. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out or what they're exactly trying to prove here. I've pretty much, on my own, proved that their little concept's not going to work. But then again, I'm using some rough numbers and things like that. So, I don't know. We'll have to see how things go there. I'd actually kind of like to see it work, but we may have to actually add some additional machinery down there. So anyway, hey, I'm at my exit. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. I'm sorry this is a little short one, but, you know, I didn't have a whole lot to say, but I did have some things to say. Hey, this is Chris 200, Audio On Demand. We will catch you later.